barbershop, singing is a method of bringing four voices together in close harmony. You have a bass, a baritone, the tenor one is called lead, and then tenor two. So four voices singing in harmony with fairly short, upbeat songs, mostly. It originated, from what I understand, back in the days when before TV, before cell phones and iPads and things like that, when people basically created their own entertainment, a lot of people sang. The men, when they were waiting to get shaved at the barbershop, would entertain themselves by singing. And, you know, somebody would take the melody or the lead, and other guys would harmonize with it. And so supposedly that was the start. And then as other forms of entertainment got more popular, it started dying out until somebody said, we've got to preserve this. And he organized a group. Now, in the United States, the Barbershop Harmony Society has about 25,000 members. They hold competitions all over the United States. And then once a year, they have an international competition. And it truly is international, because there are groups that come in from Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, the UK, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany. I think even now Italy has a barbershop.
These presumably are expatriate Americans that have set this up?
Yes, yeah. But, in fact, there was a group out of New Zealand made up of Maoris who won the quartet competition about 10 years ago. And there's some quartets out of Sweden who have also won the international competition.
What kind of songs are normally sung by barbershop groups?
The songs range from songs originating in the 1920s and 30s, all the way up through Broadway songs, gospel. It's a wide variety. A lot of the songs have their roots in jazz. And so if you're familiar with the standard jazz songs, you'll recognize quite a few of the barbershop songs.
The important thing is that there's no accompaniment, is there?
Absolutely none.
It's a cappella.
It's strictly a cappella.
And you've been singing for some time in this style. What's been the appeal for you?
I really enjoy the harmony. It rings in my head. And the camaraderie, of course, working with four people, because it takes a lot of work to be able to get your voices to match. One of the keys to singing barbershop really well is if you can all pronounce the vowels in the same manner, then the overtones will reinforce themselves and the chord rings, and it can really send shivers up and down your spine if you do it right.
So you brought this way of singing over to Brittany some time ago. Have you found local people to join you in groups?
Well, when I first got over here, I put an ad in the Anglo Info and was able to contact two people, a man who had taught music in an English school in Belgium and a woman who was a language teacher who teaches French, English, and Breton. We couldn't find a third, so Tim created background music to play the bass. And so we were together for about 4.5 years and had a few concerts here and there, mostly in chapels, which is great. And then Tim moved, and I scratched around and came up with another woman and a guy. We were able to put together a full four-part a cappella quartet, and we did quite a few concerts over the years. Fête de la Musique, and a lot of concerts in chapels. And singing a cappella in a chapel is about the best location because of the acoustics.
But not in a barbershop? Not actually in a coiffeur?
We did once, but it was not greatly successful. The acoustics weren't great, and so we haven't tried to do that again.
And do you have a group at the moment?
My present group consists of one woman and three guys, including myself, and we are teaching our new bass, who is French, how to sing a cappella barbershop, and also how to pronounce the English words in English rather than in French. So he's struggling with that a little bit, but he's made a lot of progress, and he's learning all of the songs. I am now relearning the songs in baritone, because I had been singing bass, but my voice is not really low enough to sing bass, so I'm more in my present range. We will continue rehearsing over the summer and hope to be able to perform sometime in the fall.
Well, I'm sending you an invitation right now to come and sing to us in central Brittany. You accept. That's great. We'll keep in touch, I think, on that, Hank.
Great. Can you find us a chapel up there to sing in?
No problem. There are plenty of chapels up here.
Okay.
Thanks ever so much for explaining barbershop singing to us, Hank, and we hope to see you and hear you soon.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Robert, and I look forward to singing for you and your wide audience.